1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully your work week is off to a great start. We're going to plow through this sucker so we can get through another weekend, okay? Yeah, this past weekend was quite a bit of fun, even though it was a little rainy out there. Braved the weather to smoke ribs for the first time ever. Actually got out there pretty early, and it was a total success. It went so well. I was very happy with the way it went. I tried poor man's burnt ends once, and it didn't go the way I wanted it to. I think a lot of this stuff, especially when it comes to grilling and like smoking meats, it's like kind of a trial and error. You just got to get it down. You just got to get comfortable. But yeah, I kept the temp like pretty much steady throughout the entire time. I smoked them on the grill for about, I think, 5-6 hours, I think. And by the time they were done, they were just absolutely perfect. They were so good. The smoke ring on them was great. So I feel like I'm entering into that era, like I'm a meat smoker era. I didn't sound right. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So we asked our audience last week where the best steakhouse is in Southwest Michigan, because there's a lot of different steaks. Because obviously over the weekend, like I said, I was smoking some ribs and some kielbasa, and I was like, you know, I got to get in on some steaks here soon. And I've been trying to find a good steakhouse. There was one in particular that has overwhelming reviews, and I feel like the owner texted us on the chat button on the 1077 RKR app. It was Bill's Steakhouse in Bronson, by far the most popular in our comments section, but there were some other good ones too. The Grill House in Allegan and another place called Jaywalkers in Mottville. So I want to know from you guys where the go-to spot is for a really good steak, maybe somewhere that's off the beaten path a little bit. You can hit me up at 978-1077, or you can use that chat button on the 1077 RKR app as I continue the hunt for great steaks here in Southwest. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Appearing in 1989 and led by the hit single Head Like a Hole, Nine Inch Nails' debut album Pretty Hate Machine took bleak Midwestern goth industrial disco to the rock masses, a move that would shape pop culture just as much as Nirvana's Nevermind did. Led and performed solely by Trent Reznor, the album would send him into the mainstream, going triple platinum, selling over 3 million copies in the States alone. Dive deep into the mind of Trent Reznor and pick this album up. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. Like 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So there's a massive outage that happened this morning for Amazon Web Services, and it shut down a lot of apps. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, we talk about that. Our app is working. We talk about this blackout that happened. It actually shut down tons of different apps like Amazon, Snapchat, the McDonald's app, even games like Fortnite were affected by this. And some of them are actually still affected by this. We have a quote up here on the 1077 RKR app about this situation. Luckily for consumers, there seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel. They are seeing significant signs of recovery. I can confirm that Snapchat is back and up and working, but there are other services out there that are still delaying. So if you've noticed some of your apps are on the fritz, that is why. All the info on the 1077 RKR app, which you can access because we're not run through Amazon, luckily. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined on the phone once again by a returning guest to the Rocker Morning Show, out with a new cookbook, Elvira's Cookbook from Hell. Welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show, Cassandra Peterson.
Hello.
Good morning. How you been, Cassandra?
I'm good. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great, and I'm very excited that you're back with us on the Rocker Morning Show. Tell me how the idea of this cookbook began. What was the inspiration to making your own cookbook?
Well, believe it or not, I've been thinking about doing this for about, oh my gosh, I don't know, 30, 40 years.
It's really scary.
I think the inspiration, believe it or not, came from Martha Stewart. when she put out her Martha Stewart entertaining book. And I really took that book to heart, I got to tell you. And I started doing dinner parties where I really decorated the table. I really did the flower arrangements. I made it a whole event instead of just like, you know, eat your food. And ever since then, someone at one of those parties said to me, oh, my gosh, you're like the Martha Stewart of the macabre. And I really took that to heart and decided I'd do this cookbook. And like I said, it's only taken me 30 years to get it together, but I finally did. We have everything from, you know, and a cook who can barely boil water can make up to someone who really, really knows what they're doing in the baking world.
There's so many good recipes in this book. One of my favorite parts of the book, because I have an appreciation for presentation, is the tricks and treats section, especially the Oh My Gourd hand pies. Those turned out so good. They looked amazing. What aesthetically, what are some of your favorites from the book?
Well, it's funny. Those Oh My Gourd hand pies are so delicious. You will not believe how good they are. You've got to try them. They're a savory, not a sweet thing. But and they're pretty easy because you can use dough that you purchase. You don't have to make it from scratch if you don't want to. One of my favorite things is so funny. It came from my cousins in Chino, California. And it's called Trick or Trash.
And yes!
Anybody can make this because, you don't even have to cook. But it's all kinds of your favorite cereal. I mean, like Lucky Charms, Trix, whatever you want. Pour it on a sheet pan. Add a few little peanuts, pretzels, whatever you like. And then pour melted white chocolate over it. You can even use dark chocolate if you like. And it hardens on its own. Break it into pieces. I like to put them in little trash bags and, you know, tie a little string around them to give out as Halloween treats. But this stuff is delicious. I'm not kidding. Okay, it's not the healthiest recipe in the world. I'll give you that. But it is super, super, super yummy. You can't stop eating it. It's like crack.
Well, I was going to say, Halloween isn't really known for the time of healthy eating anyway. So it's like, if you're going to go in on guilty pleasures, I did love that, the touch of the little trash bags. That was so great. Man, if you guys are having a Halloween party, you need to get in on some of these recipe ideas. Elvira's Cookbook from Hell, it's available now everywhere. Cassandra, always a pleasure to talk to you around Halloween. Congratulations on the new book, and best of luck in the next year. We hope to talk to you next year.
Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate you doing this.
This cookbook from Elvira is amazing. Make sure to check it out and check out the full interview as we talk more about it on the 107.7 RKR app on the on-demand button. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So the last Lions game, didn't want to go there, but we have to re-hit on it. Yes, they lost 30-17. Kansas City Chiefs, were able to defeat the Lions last week, but they're looking to bounce back to a Monday night football game. It's going to be primetime tonight against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs are 5-1. They're looking good, but they're coming to Detroit. And as we've seen over the last few years, Dan Campbell's got his team charged up. These guys do not lose very many back-to-back games. Still feel the Lions are one of the best teams in the league. A lot of people feel the same way, too. This is a very interesting year so far for the NFL. A lot of teams, a lot of underdog teams, have pretty good records right now. So if you want to catch the Lions game, we got the full listing of places that you can watch it on the 107.7 RKR app as you get ready tonight for some Monday night football. Hopefully the Lions take down the Bucs, increase their record, and take that charge towards the playoffs this year. Fingers crossed. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We like to do this thing called Workplace of the Week. We want to give back to the people who are supporting the Rocker and jamming us during their work week. And this week, Sign Art Inc., Kevin Slomkowski, won his Workplace of the Week. So we're throwing him a pizza party, compliments of BC Pizza Kalamazoo. And if you'd like to win your workplace a pizza party, make sure to get signed up. The Workplace button, the 107.7 RKR app, is where you go to get signed up. And then join us every Friday right after 9 o'clock. That's when we pick a new Workplace of the Week with BC Pizza before we crack that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. You can't blame me for thinking about the weekend already. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's so many people that have gone on to do big things that were born in the Upper Peninsula. And the 107.7 RKR app, we kind of take a look at some of them. One of the more notable ones, George Gipp, who immortalized the win just one for the Gipper. George Gipp, he was actually born in Lorium, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. He was a football player at Notre Dame. Also, Tom Izzo, another big name who went up there, recently passed away. The former professional wrestler, Mike Shaw, he was a professional wrestler who was born in Scandia, Michigan. During his career, wrestled under the names of Norman the Lunatic and, of course, the infamous Bastion Booger. I believe he recently passed away. Speaking of wrestling, Lou Thesz was born in the Upper Peninsula as well. Also, big star from Back to the Future. Open up the 107.7 RKR app. Check out some of these men and women who have gone on to do big things born in the UP. And if you know of any offhand, hit us up on the chat button, the 107.7 RKR app.